Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production of Entercom Communications. My name is Chris Evans, and this is episode 24 of the COVID Chronicles. We've got something a little bit different for you today, because today we are talking with Trinae Pittum, the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Shriners Hospital for Children in Greenville. Good morning, Trinae.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for being here. I understand that the Shriners Hospital has kind of undergone the same sort of COVID effect that a lot of hospitals have gone through here in South Carolina and here in the Upstate. Talk about the Shriners. Actually, first, let me ask the question, just because I want to make sure that the audience is familiar with who you are and what you do. Please tell us, what do you do and who do you do it for at the Shriners Hospital?
So Shriners Hospitals for Children in Greenville provides orthopedic care, pediatric orthopedic care. We treat over 85 different conditions, and that can be anything from injury care, so a sprained wrist, a turned ankle, to more complex conditions, cerebral palsy, limb deficiencies. Things like that. Scoliosis is also a huge program of ours.
And just to make sure that people are familiar, when you say orthopedic care, exactly what does that refer to?
Orthopedic basically refers to your bones and your muscles.
Okay.
Musculoskeletal is also part of our treatment program. So anything that affects your skeletal structure and the muscles surrounding that structure, that's orthopedics.
Gotcha. And this is specifically for children. And would I be correct in assuming that children tend to have different orthopedic needs than adults do?
Absolutely. And that's one thing we always want people to understand. We provide specialty care. So children aren't small versions of adults. They have very different needs orthopedically than adults. And that's why it's so important for you to seek out orthopedic care from someone who specializes in pediatrics, like the Shriners Children's Hospital does.
Without getting into too many of the details, what are the most common orthopedic issues that you deal with for children?
Our scoliosis program is huge, and that goes from everything from infantile scoliosis. We have a casting program that is used to try to limit the possibility of surgery for little ones, toddler age, all the way to teenagers. A lot of girls in particular are diagnosed during adolescence. So we have several programs. We have a Scroff method, which kind of uses exercises to try to straighten that spine to surgical intervention and bracing. And that's one thing we pride ourselves is that all of our services are under one roof. So whether that's scoliosis or that's cerebral palsy or that's an injury that you've received, from x-ray to rehabilitation services, physical and occupational, so your legs or your hands, the prosthetic and orthotic services, everything is right there in our hospital on Grove Road, Ferris and Grove.
Ferris and Grove. I remember being a kid in probably elementary school and having to get checked for scoliosis. They checked everybody at the school in like one day or 2 days or something. And I remember thinking then that I didn't really know what it was. I gather from what you just said that it is a curvature of the spine. Can you elaborate on that? How does this happen? And what do you do at the Shriners Hospital to address it?
You can have varying degrees of the curve. Sometimes there's not a whole lot of intervention necessary. Sometimes it can lead you all the way up to surgery. So it really depends on the age of the child, the severity of the curve. Certainly those with curves that are more severe, they become part of our HALO program, which actually is a long-term inpatient program where they may be with us for weeks or up to months while we use a traction, which sounds painful. And the kids, they're incredibly mobile during this process, but it slowly straightens the spine so that they can have possible surgical intervention to straighten that spine out. So scoliosis kind of runs the gamut of ages and severity.
How common a condition is that,
As not a doctor.
Not a doctor, yes.
I can't really give you the stats on that.
That's quite all right. And that's a fair point to make, is that on this program, we have frequently talked with other doctors. You are not a doctor. You are a director of marketing and communication. So I just want to make sure that I don't want to put you in the position of having to answer too many medical questions.
Right. No, I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the radio. But I do know an awful lot about our mission at Shriners Children's Hospital, and that's to provide the very best orthopedic care to kids, regardless of their family's ability to pay. Something else that's kind of a misconception with Shriners Hospitals is a lot of people think, oh, it's charity care, and if I have insurance, I can't go there. Mm. That's not the case at all. I'm the mother of two girls myself, and one of them is a patient at Shriners and actually has been there a couple of times. She's an athlete, so she's utilized the injury care program. That's something we want everyone to understand, is that it's not your last resort. It should be your first resort. But then if finances ever are a hurdle for you or your family, we're there for you regardless.
Well, and that's a point well made, because I know, like probably a lot of our listeners, I've seen ads on TV for the kids talking about how much the donations help the hospital in fulfilling its mission. There are fundraisers that we see from mm-hmm. time to time, and all well and good, but it's not simply donation driven, I guess.
Not at all. We depend on our donations.
Of course, as everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those donations have enabled us to have some of the best technology available. For instance, we have an EOS x-ray machine, which provides just a fraction of the radiation that you may receive with a typical x-ray machine. We have a motion analysis lab, which measures a child's gait and can determine the best treatment for them, whether that be, you know, prosthetics, orthotics, surgery, whatnot, that uses technology that actually they use in Hollywood on a lot of the films, such as, you know, Avatar is one that kind of really is famous for that same kind of technology. So the incredible technology that we have and the facility, which, you know, is really welcoming and doesn't feel like a hospital, we are indebted to our donors for being able to bring all of that to our patients.
How do parents of children generally find out that their child may need some sort of orthopedic care? I imagine that would come up just in kind of regular wellness checks with their pediatrician.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a great relationship with our referring providers. If something's a little out of their scope of expertise, they'll often refer the child or the parent to Shriners. But what's also excellent is that you can self-refer. You know, if you have a concern about your child, and, you know, check out our website, which is Shriners, GreenvilleShrinersHospital.org, and all of our conditions are listed. And if there's something there that you have a sneaking suspicion, you know, may be impacting your child, you call and make an appointment. There's no referral. So, you know, and we get a lot of people who whose friends or family have benefited from the care that they've received at Shriners. So we're very, very accessible, which is so important in this age in healthcare.
Absolutely. And I understand that, speaking of this age in healthcare, the Shriners Hospital was kind of affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Like, as I mentioned before, a lot of hospitals in the area and across the world, frankly, were. You guys mm-hmm. are starting, like a lot of businesses and other hospitals, to come out of that. How did the COVID pandemic affect you to begin with?
Well, absolutely no hospital went untouched, as you mentioned, worldwide, let alone here in the United States. We, for a while, limited surgeries that could wait. Yeah. Certainly those that needed to take place.
Deferrable surgeries. I remember talked about that with some other doctors. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, we limited, for instance, the number of clinic appointments that we might have, just trying to keep the number small inside the building to keep our patients safe. But we, very early on, started wearing masks, even long before it was known that was, you know, a really necessary part of controlling this virus. You know, we went down to teams where only certain teams were in the building at a different time. That way, if one person was affected in a particular department, well, the entire department didn't have to shut down, just the people on that person's team. so that way we could keep up the function of the hospital. So our leadership team made some really smart decisions very early on that led to this very successful return. We're now fully back operational. All of our specialty clinics, when I say specialty clinic, that's for those some of the more severe diagnoses like spina bifida and diagnoses such as those. But we have, you know, three pediatric orthopedic surgeons that are in our clinic daily now, along with three upper-level medical providers. So we are at full throttle now, which certainly doesn't mean that any of the safety precautions have gone by the wayside. We still are, practicing very measured social distancing. We're wearing our masks. We're sanitizing, you know, all surfaces. It's basically just been a slow ramp up using all the practices that we have during this entire time to keep our staff and, most importantly, our patients safe and healthy.
Right, right. I understand that discussing medical issues can be delicate, and I want to be sensitive to that. Besides these voluntary, imposed by state government, but besides these restrictions that were precautionary, and I know that you guys focused primarily on orthopedic care, but did you have any cases that where COVID-19 was involved, or were you able to dodge that bullet?
No, we're very, you know, proud to say that due to our great precautions, we've not had any reported cases.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Patients. Yeah, who you know can trace their diagnosis back to our hospital. So now we've been, I would say, very fortunate, but we've been very deliberate with keeping our patients safe, and that's resulted in some really great outcomes. But no, we haven't had any patients diagnosed with COVID because of exposure in our hospital.
Well, and as we've mentioned, hospitals were not the only thing, certainly, that were affected by the COVID pandemic. Schools among them were also shut down largely across the country and, again, around the world even. And they are just starting. Now we would be in back-to-school season. I mean, a lot of schools have started already. Some of them are still getting going. But my understanding is that you guys have produced a back-to-school video series. Tell me about that.
We have. So it's a really fantastic tool that basically was born out of necessity. You know, I've had several friends that have commented on, wow, you know, the kids just have been so sedentary during this time out of school, and I'm really concerned about their health. And you know, obesity can be directly related to orthopedic issues, whether it be back pain, yeah, knee pain, et cetera. So we started a video series. It's three parts, and it's on our YouTube channel. And you can also find it on our social media channels. Again, SHC Greenville is our handle for those channels. The first video talks about preventing obesity. It provides just like caloric intake guidelines for children based on their age and on their sex. You know, girls actually need fewer calories per day than boys, just
right,
as we are as men and women. So it provides some guidelines from there. It talks about the importance of sleep and the link there to obesity, and basically links it all back to the importance of a healthy body to keep orthopedic health. And that's one thing that rings true, you know, just as in adulthood. Also, it's important to pediatric orthopedic health to manage that weight. Certainly, a lot of kids are in school at home now.
Yes.
And setting up an ergonomic workspace is so important, not only for their comfort, but for their concentration. So the second video really dives into, you know, the best seating positions, little tips for, you know, making things more comfortable, you know, sliding a book under their feet if they're sitting at the kitchen table, and just kind of guides you how to set up the best workspace for your child. Also having kind of some movement or for some standing while they're at their quote-unquote desk there at home. And then the final one goes into some exercises that, number one, can be used to combat obesity, certainly, but then also, you know, to kind of get those wiggles out as you're trying to get through school at home, you know, take little breaks. And these are just some kind of fun, easy exercises. And there's one that they show different adaptations that you can actually adapt to either, you know, have high cardio workout or just sit in your chair and do. So it's a three-part series that we really hope parents will take a second to check out and maybe reminds you some things you might already know, but certainly teaches you some new things. So.
Well, I was impressed because I did go take a look at these, and one of the first things I noticed is that they are not long videos, 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, they're easy to get through. You don't have to. They're not 10 to 15 minute diatribes.
Again, we know kids and we know parents of kids, and that you don't have time to sit and watch a 10 minute instructional video
right.
on nutrition or exercise or, you know, setting up a desk at home. We keep them there. I don't think there's one that's over 3 minutes long. So it's that really that bite-sized pieces of information that, you know, all of us only have time to digest.
Yeah, but even given as short as they were, there was a surprising amount of information that was packed into them. I was impressed by that.
We certainly tried, and I'm a bullet point thinker myself, which I think a lot of moms are. So we really tried to keep that in mind with just some guiding facts that you can kind of news you can use. So.
And the movement and exercise video kind of caught my eye because that was one of the things I had wondered about, the effectively homeschooling that people are doing, the virtual learning. And I don't necessarily want to equate it with the kind of traditional homeschooling that a lot of families have participated in. But it's definitely attending school from home. Which has kind of been imposed by the restrictions of the school districts around the area. And even as some of those are lightening up, kids are probably going to be home more. The question that occurred to me was, how are kids going to do PE at home? Like, is that just going to be like a Peloton class or so? Like, how is that going to work out? And so, or does it just get skipped? I don't know. My kids are not old enough to attend school like that yet. So I haven't had to deal with a lot of these issues, thankfully, but I found myself wondering about it. And so I was delighted to see a video specifically on that subject of exercising the kids while they're at home, because it's in child development, you hear so much about screen time, and that's effectively what we've done with this virtual learning. Not that it isn't a fantastic option, but kids are just sitting in front of a screen for the school day and doing their learning online. And I'm glad that they have that opportunity, but I did wonder about the sedentary nature, as you mentioned, of it.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not walking down the halls, even when they are at school right now, walking down the halls and just having those, just getting those steps in. So, you know, as they're working at doing their school at home, you know, between each, you know, class, you can break out and do some of these exercises that we show that are, you know, can simply be done in your dining room or your kitchen or wherever school happens to be happening that day. And they're fun and they really do get your heart rate up. So, it's a good little exercise.
Well, I didn't try any of them, so I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
You should give it a shot.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll play it for my kids. My kids love watching YouTube videos, so maybe I'll try that tonight and see if they can do the exercises with me.
You should see who lasts longer. I bet you might lose.
I bet I will. Again, the website, GreenvilleShrinersHospital.org. Is there a link on that website to this YouTube channel?
The best place is to just go straight to our YouTube channel.
To YouTube.
Mm-hmm, or look at our Facebook page. We have them listed there. They debuted earlier this week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that's the fastest place to find them.
Right. Yeah, I did notice that they had not been up for long, but they are available on the YouTube page, on the Greenville Shriners Hospital YouTube page, which I imagine you can find if you just go to YouTube and search Greenville Shriners Hospital.
You can, and while you're there, you can also take a virtual tour of our hospital, learn more about what we do and how your family may benefit from our services. So that's all there on our YouTube channel.
And, of course, you also mentioned the Facebook page. Again, Facebook, search for Greenville Shriners Hospital.
Yeah, and it's a great page to subscribe to. We certainly, there's never a day that you're not inspired when you walk in the doors of our hospital. So we bring a lot of that on to the social media platforms, which goodness knows we all need a little lighter news and things to feel good about right now. And we deliver that every day. So like our page, and it'll probably benefit you as much as it benefits us.
Well, these back to school videos are really, I think, a good resource, and I hope that people can find some good information in them. I'm wondering, do you have plans to do any more than three? There's just three up right now. Are we going to see some more down the line?
Well, we'll definitely pay attention to what the needs of not only our patient base are, but the public at large, because we want to benefit the community. And absolutely, when we are receiving questions, we try to answer them, whether it be through a video or an article on our website, and just keep the information flowing.
Gotcha. I also notice here that you were just honored with an award. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we were just honored for the sixth time over 7 years with the Press Ganey Guardian of Excellence Award for Inpatient Services. And Press Ganey, many of you probably filled out one of their surveys that kind of ask about your experience while you're in the hospital and how satisfied you were with your care. And we're really proud that we're in the top 5% of all hospitals in the entire country that are comparable.
Wow.
That we were honored. Yeah, it's an A+ for sure. And we're really, we really like to underscore that it's not just the medical care received or that they had a nice nurse. It's the entire team at the hospital, everything from a fantastic nutrition services, a reliable security department, just the warmness that you feel when you step into our building, that you're at home, and as I mentioned earlier, that you're not in a hospital. All of these things go into the greater patient satisfaction, and that's reflected in that survey. And, you know, for that reason, you know, like I said, six-time, almost in a row winner of that honor. So we're really proud of that, and really grateful to have a staff who's so committed to our kids.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic award and well-deserved. Is there anything else that's coming up at the Shriners Hospital that listeners need to know about?
Yeah, we actually are doing a virtual turkey trot and roll. That's coming up. It'll begin on Thanksgiving Day and then run through Giving Tuesday, which is that Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So many people enjoy turkey trots as part of their family tradition.
Right.
But so many will be canceled this year, or, you know, the ones that haven't been canceled, a lot of people may not quite feel comfortable getting into those big groups. So
sure.
This is a way for you to, give to a fantastic cause and kind of get your family out there for your turkey trot tradition, but in your own neighborhood or, you know, down your own street. So,
well, my wife is a runner and I am not. So I remember several times her going to do these turkey trot types of things, obviously before everything changed outside.
Right.
And I never really had an interest in participating. But now that it's virtual, I don't know, maybe I'll get into it. Again, more information at the website, greenvilleshrinershospital.org.
Yes, it will be upcoming. Yes. So just keep an eye on that. We will be rolling that out here in the next few weeks. So as we get on into October, we'll definitely have all the information that you need. And on our Facebook page.
And on your Facebook page. And again, one more time, that website, greenvilleshrinershospital.org, where you can find out all kinds of information about the Greenville Shriners Hospital and if you need to partake of their services, how you can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Trinae Pittum, the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Greenville Shriners Hospital, has been my guest today. Thank you very much for being here, Trinae.
We appreciate you having me.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.